I, like most, am guilty of giving little thought to the clash of cultures experienced daily by thousands of expatriates who call Southwest Florida home. And it's this ongoing battle, this tug of war between two homelands, two philosophies, two selves, that is at the root of author Eleni Gage's premier novel titled Other Waters. In Other Waters, Maya Das, a young, strong-minded Indian-American physician, is caught between two very different cultures. Born in the United States to Indian parents, Maya's education and medical training have taught her to view the world through the eyes of a Western medical professional and scientist. Yet her upbringing is rooted in the Eastern traditions of her parents, with gods and goddesses, curses and prayers being as real and revered as medical knowledge. When her grandmother in India dies, a property dispute erupts between Maya's father and her grandmother's servant. It results in the entire Das family being cursed. Maya does not believe in curses. Yet when multiple tragedies strike the family, she begins to think it might be real and concludes that she must go to India to remove the evil. Her journey teaches her many things, not the least of which is that she must be willing to bend to the world if she is ever to find peace, love, and self-identity she so desperately seeks. In penning Other Waters, Gage has drawn from her own experiences growing up abroad with a Greek father and a Minnesotan mother. It's this personal history and experience that has aided her in crafting a cadre of fully believable, well-fleshed, and achingly realistic characters, each of whom is struggling to find their own identity. The storyline is impressive, the prose multi-layered and sensuous, and Gage has framed it all with the exotic sights and sounds that are India. Other Waters is truly a sparkling debut novel for Gage, and a purely delicious read.